Oh, I'm going to retract that. It's great to be here. Really good to see you all. We're going to continue our study on the mission of the local church. The past couple of weeks, we've been looking at laying a foundation so that when we actually get to some of the specific things regarding what the mission is, that we'll all approach it the same way. And I will share with you, as I think I've shared before, the idea here is to make sure that we're all looking at the mission of the local church from a very personal perspective, about as personal as you can get. And so during this class, I hope to get to the point where I'm actually going to be reaching out to hear from you some input and some feedback from, you know, the scripture and you know, what it is that we have studied this far has meant to you, what you've been able to kind of glean from it. Because from this point on in the subsequent weeks, our focus is going to shift just a little bit. And the focus is going to shift to, you know, what some of those specific things are that the church is involved in and should be involved in from a scriptural perspective. But before we get to that point, what I hope that we're going to be going into that part of the discussion and study with, in terms of our mindset, is, okay, what have I put my hands forward to do? You know, what is it that I am doing to contribute to fulfilling the mission of the local church? So we're going to lay, hopefully, just a little bit more foundation before we get to that point. I wanted to kind of start off by just mentioning the fact that the church. Does anybody know where the word church first appears in Scripture? That's right, I heard it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. We're all familiar with that. Jesus proclaims here, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And in this sense, the Scripture is speaking of the Lord's church in a universal way. So it's talking about the church universally. Now, there are also any number of scriptures where we can see that the term church is used and the focus is on a specific locale or a local congregation. For instance, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 in verse 2, you know, the passage starts out, unto the church of God, which is